This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everybody, Virginia with a big win over Texas Tech for its first national title in overtime. And the Department of Homeland Security Secretary says she's leaving. There's a lot to talk about, and I'm psyched to talk about it with you as I am back in the United States. What a fabulous trip that I've taken many of you on with me to the Emerald Isle. I'll be talking more about Ireland throughout the rest of this week and, of course, into next week, too, as well, and tell you about some of those great places that I had a chance to see on this visit this time around. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, is in our virtual green room right now. Speaking of green, he joins us. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Yeah, good. It was O'Nee when we came to America. O-N-E-I-G-H.
Isn't that funny? Delaney was O'Dubashane.
Yeah, my great-grandfather Coleman, and he changed it to Ney when he got here.
Yeah.
My great-great-grandfather, yes.
Yeah, that's what everybody had to do. So, speaking of immigration, what's the latest on what's happening in the border battle and, you know, fears that the border could be closed? Because every time I turn around, and certainly when I was in Ireland, I kept seeing headlines screaming about the possibility of our president, Donald Trump, saying that he was closing the border and then, of course, taking that back and reevaluating the situation. Is there anything new on that front?
Well, he's not going to close the border, but I think what they have convinced him of is don't close the border, but you need to take some internal changes. I think that's what they've convinced him of. So there's a whole series of firings. And Stephen Miller, his guy in the White House, is behind them. Also John Bolton, the, a national security advisor, is behind them. And it didn't just begin with, it did begin with Nielsen, Homeland Security, but now there's a lot of people going, including Secret Service, and that was over another incident at Mar-a-Lago. But again, they're having what they're calling a purge internally within, especially Homeland Security. So I think in lieu of shutting the portal down there, he's been convinced that we've just got to get tougher in Homeland Security and border.
Yeah, it's funny. I just saw, Nielsen's photograph when I was crossing the border, because when you come through customs, they say, welcome back, after they asked me a few questions when I could barely remember my name, what I had seen. But I passed the quiz, and I got back into the U.S. Then along with those same lines, you have the judge who blocked the policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico. Did you see that?
No. What happened with that?
Yeah, a U.S. judge issued an injunction halting the policy of sending some of those people back to, you know, across the southern border. It's supposed to take effect on Friday. This was U.S. District Judge Seaborg in San Francisco. It'll apply nationwide, and it removes at least temporarily that strategy aimed at stopping the flow of immigration. Many of them are the Central America people that we talked about.
Right. I knew there was a decision pending. That was with, he's a district judge out in California.
Yeah.
Something was pending. And those go back and forth. And, you know, it does beg a bigger picture of, this is piecemeal. These are judges. President Obama, President Bush, now President Trump. Everybody has a different style of what they do. Some deport, some don't. Obama actually sometimes deported more than Bush. And it just begs the point, needing comprehensive immigration reform from A to Z by the Congress and the White House. So, and I know that President Trump went after the Secretary of Homeland Security, which Bolton wanted to do, and blamed her, you know, for the increased numbers. But actually, I think some of the wrath can go towards, you know, the Congress itself. Because I bet you that the president would make some deals, including the Dreamers, you know, if they would have comprehensive reform.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think so, too. I think that there absolutely could be some deals that would be had there. Something else that happens interesting, the Trump administration, you sent me something today, and that's where I first heard about it, designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. You lived in Iran. You know a lot about this. Why is this a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because the Pentagon officials, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that's General Joe Dunford, they have actually cautioned against doing this. They fear it will lead to a backlash against U.S. forces in the region. And this is very fascinating. Now, Revolutionary Guards, you know, they're not Cinderella. Let's throw that out there. You know, they're responsible for a lot of bad things. But if they become the terrorist organization and you can't deal with them at all, they're actually basically embedded in parts of Iraq and Lebanon, and so therefore when our troops have to deal with government officials that have dealt with the Revolutionary Guards, technically that's not allowed. So the Pentagon's been worried about a backlash with us. Some people in Europe that have to deal with them that maybe don't even want to, but they do because these guards, you know, through the government own certain facilities. They're afraid of also maybe being arrested or something. So, but this is part of just, you know, jumping it up another step. Of course, Saudi Arabia loves this because, you know, Saudi Arabia is getting beaten around right now and it doesn't like Iran. So, you know, this will make the Saudis a bit happy. But it's just a little touchy move when it comes to us dealing in Iraq.
Yeah, absolutely. And so something to pay attention to, though, that's for sure.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And you and I say this every single time that we're on the air together. You know, you never know what's going to happen next. And then speaking of what's going to happen next, what's the latest with the whole Bob, you know, Mueller deal and the fact that the Attorney General is sifting through that report and going to release something? When does all that happen?
Well, that should happen right here in mid-April. Now, Barr, the Attorney General, has to testify on his budget. And on the Democratic side, I was told on the Hill today, they're a little squeamish about this. They don't want a whole barrage of questions, which probably some are going to happen, because it's a budget hearing about the budget. There shouldn't be questions about, you know, the probe or Mueller. But that probably still will happen. Because, you know, within the Democratic side, Kate, privately, some people are like, we better watch because, you know, maybe nothing will come of this. They just need to wait. Barr needs to deliver his report. Ask him all the questions you want. And then bring Mueller in and just ask the jackpot question. Did Barr leave anything out? I mean, this is so easily solvable. I think the Democratic side better watch hyping this up because, look, already, no collusion. And I don't think Mueller's going to change his mind on that. So I think they've got to be a little cautious.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Bob Ney, thank you as always.
Thank you, Kate.
I mentioned this at the top, and I had a couple of you send me emails, in fact, on this. A sports nugget for you, Virginia defeating Tech. I said it already. In overtime, they won their first one. What a crazy, crazy, crazy game that turned out to be. After being the first number one seed to lose to number 16 seed in the tournament, they've become the national champion for the first time in their history. And the matchup of the two defensive teams was really criticized as lame Monday night viewing, but a slow start. It turned out to be a heck of a game. It was really March Madness. Roll through with us. More on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and fiber. phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Thanks for hanging as we rock into another segment here on the show. Kate Delaney back from Ireland. Wow. Going through customs was kind of an experience for me. It took 3 hours from the time I hit the door of the airport, although I have to say the process was pretty smooth. I'll give you a little insight into that. And this, of course, is Ireland, but you're going through domestically on a domestic airline, meaning United was the airline, going to the point of checking the bags, etc., and then going through and having to kind of unpack everything and then repack it. It was smooth, I thought, relatively, just a lot of people, because Ireland has become pretty popular and they rely on tourists from all over the place. In the U.S., of course, Americans coming to Ireland is a pretty big deal, but you still have tourists from all over the place, and I think that's part of what it was going through the initial round and then just going through to the American side. So it's fascinating. And I'll have more stories, of course, on Ireland. And, in fact, coming up in our next segment, I had a great conversation with somebody connected to the Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones is so big that in Belfast and in Northern Ireland, tourism shot up 30% because people were coming over to experience some of the areas where the Game of Thrones were actually filmed, and it really had that connection for so many people. So a conversation with Flip Robinson, and he was somebody who got to play the Mountain. He was a stand-in for the Mountain and another main character, actually, and was there on the set and worked with a lot of the people, and it's pretty fascinating. And now he's taking people on tours all over the place, and he's one of many people who do that in Ireland, so that's coming up. Let's stick to America for a second, for sure, for this segment, and tell you a few things, including we're just talking about the U.S. labeling the Iran Revolutionary Guard a terror group. And, you know, you see the pictures, the berets, the red flags, and CENTCOM has said that these forces are terrorists, and that's what they label them, as supporter of terrorism. So that statement came from the council after Iran's foreign minister said he wanted to include the Middle East-based U.S. military forces on his country's terrorist groups list. Okay, you want to do that to us? We're going to do that to you. But what I love is Israel's prime minister thanking the president for recognizing that the IRG is a foreign terrorist organization. So Benjamin Netanyahu said the designation serves the interests of our countries and of our countries in the region, because Israel has long considered the Islamic Republic of Iran to be its greatest foe, saying that the hostile rhetoric, the suspect nuclear program, the development of long-range missiles, and support for anti-Israel groups such as Hezbollah fans the flames of hatred. So now it is a little bit different when you get slapped with that title. That's for sure. There's no hiding once that's out there. In the meantime, here's the other thing. We talked about the border briefly and how many people were caught up in the net, so to speak. I was reading a story about this, and with the shakeup happening, the president is calling, as Bob Ney said, for a harder line on immigration. So they're cleaning house at the Department of Homeland Security. Besides the secretary, Nielsen, being gone, they're dismantling other positions. The idea that they're changing names and faces and makes sense for what they're trying to accomplish there. The head of U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services and Homeland General Counsel should be pushed out, they say, of their positions, too. So this is the frustration with the increasing number of immigrants at the border and the options that are just diminishing. Court challenges, immigration laws, advisors that are blocking proposals. The White House is lashing out by demanding new leadership. But will a new team be able to get around those obstacles? I think it'd be pretty tough. Have you done your taxes? Did you do your taxes yet? I was thinking this in conversations I had leading up to tax season. Boy, death and taxes. So individual tax refunds this year, they say, have been only slightly smaller than last year, but they're adding up. At the end of the month, the amount of money the government refunded was $6 billion below this time last year. Wow. So as of March 29th, the Treasury had issued 71.8 million refunds. But this time a year ago, do the numbers, 73.4 million. The average refund, $2,873. About 1.6 million fewer people are getting refunds. So the shrinking pot of money is showing up. And they say lower retail sales is one of them. Everybody always talks about their refund, right? And what they're going to do with their refund, and this is what they're going to pay off with their Isn't it funny? It's your money, but the way you think about it is that way. And you only have how much time to file taxes? Not much. So if you haven't done it, you'll be in that other line, right? Yes. And I can remember where people used to line up and run to the post office to get it, to get the taxes stamped so that it would be on time. The days of doing the tax shuffle to throw on a coat and run and throw it in the post office box are long over, because now you just hit a button, poof, and it's gone. You e-file. So many people e-file. Not unusual. Instead of the hard copy, seal up the envelope, get it out of here, and make sure it gets out on time. So just a friendly reminder, it is tax season. How does that happen? We blink and it's yet another year. Poof. Just like that. All right, some of the headlines besides what I just mentioned include, I think, something that's pretty interesting. I've been reading a ton on this. Scientists this week expected to release images of the silhouette of this black hole. So actually getting a glimpse. You know how that expression, it fell into the black hole. Can you imagine actually getting a glimpse of the black hole? Well, we might get the first one. It's called Event Horizon. So it's beyond which even light basically can't escape and physical laws break down. Astronomers have created a global network of radio telescopes, if you haven't heard of this, called the Event Horizon Telescope, and they're going to release the images of this astronomical object coming up this week on Wednesday morning. It's a clump, if you don't know it, of matter. Think of the black hole, besides your stuff going down the black hole. Think of the black hole and a clump of matter whose gravitational force is so powerful it distorts and warps space that you might think of it as kind of like a puncture in space. So they prevent anything that strays close to them, matter, light, from escaping. That's how the name happens. So the boundary beyond which nothing escapes is the event horizon. See, you just learned something. If nothing else, you walk away from the show, I know what the event horizon is. And it was just an Einstein deal, too, originally. Black holes were one mathematical solution to field equations of general relativity. But there was no guarantee that they actually corresponded. Even Einstein was skeptical that they existed. So how cool is that? Very cool. We have black holes. We have the black hole at the border. We have the dumping of Homeland Security, folks. We have, to rehash it, Virginia winning its first NCAA basketball championship by beating Texas Tech 85-77. And we have these huge storms that have sprung up that they say are going to unleash high winds and flooding and a blizzard in the central U.S. So be careful. Brr! Winter is not over. Some of the floods look pretty bad, my friends. Game of Thrones, final season coming up, and we got a conversation with someone involved next.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the departure of the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as President Trump makes changes at the top. Nielsen's last day will be Wednesday. Pompeo speaking with Brett Baer on Special Report on Fox News.
This mission down at the border is incredibly important. We've got to make sure we have the laws right. I'd urge every member of Congress to help us fix it so that we can do what the American people are demanding, regain American sovereignty along our southern border and solve both the security and humanitarian crisis that exists along our southern border.
Also out, the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, Randolph Allis, after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Derry, and I am so excited because I am a ginormous, that is a word, Game of Thrones fan. I've actually rewatched all the episodes even though I had seen them before,
yeah.
And I'm here, think mountain, think season six. and think Flip Robinson, he somehow gets the call and gets involved in this. And now when you come to Ireland, you can get those Game of Thrones tours from Flip. So Flip, first of all, let's talk about what season 6 was like for you. And the mountain is huge, and you're perfect for the mountain.
Well, yeah, the mountain's a little wider than me, you know. He's my height. Like, we, when I met him, we shook hands. A little scary when you meet the mountain in full costume, because he's got his contact lenses in. So a little bit freaked out with that. It was one of those limp handshakes, you know. But same height as him, and quite a guy, lovely Icelandic fellow.
What was it like to, you know, be put in that costume? How long did that take? And then did you sort of transport yourself, because you had to act as a guard to one of my favorite characters?
Well, yeah, you're talking about maybe now being as Hodor.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hodor. Yeah.
Mountain was all off camera.
Yeah.
You know, but the actors acted to me, which was amazing. You know, so yeah, Hodor. I had to get dressed up, and it was a really warm trailer that they'd be in, and I was wearing this big suit underneath furs and all that sort of stuff. And all I wanted to do was step outside, but there was such secrecy about what was happening. You know, this is coming up to the episode The Door. You know, so big time stuff. You know?
Yeah, and The Door is a very popular episode too. So
also very sad. Huh?
Very sad. Yeah. We don't want to give away any of the details, because there's people probably, you know, we're just ten days or whatever, how long it is away from the final season, which is only 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, I mean, come on, you eavesdrop, right? And you try to find out what's going on. Do you know anything about the upcoming season?
I can tell you nothing. I am sworn to secrecy.
So you know.
No, I don't know anything. I actually don't know anything. But I mean, I am in partnership with HBO, because here in Northern Ireland this summer, you know, this is the home of Game of Thrones. 95% of everything was filmed here. So, I mean, what we've got happening this summer is we've got the Game of Thrones traveling exhibition, and it's here from the 11th of April until the 1st of September this summer. So we're actually working on that together, and we're bringing people to the exhibition, and then they can come up to the North Coast with me, hang out with Hodor for the day, and take a private tour, and see some amazing, amazing scenery.
I like that. Hodor, what a great character Hodor was. So when you look at the Seven Kingdoms and you look at the characters, and you obviously know Game of Thrones forwards and backwards as well, and then having had that up close and personal experience, do you have a favorite character?
I have to say that my favorite is Tyrion. He's kind of the other end of the scale.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, I really like him, but I've got a bit of a soft spot for Hodor, I think, as many people have, you know. He's such a great guy, you know.
No Jon Snow? I mean, come on.
These guys are too popular. You know, you got to go for the other guys, you know.
So tell us about some of the sites. You showed some great, for This Is Radio, but you showed some great images of the sites where you take people on your giant tours.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was this beautiful area where the trees came in together that I can visualize in my head from seeing Game of Thrones.
That's the King's Road. So that's actually called the Dark Hedges locally. But the King's Road, or Dark Hedges, is one of the most popular places. It's the wannabe shot that people want to come here and take, you know, down that tree-lined avenue. The trees are about 240-odd years old, so they're extra mature. And we have a lot of storms that blow through here. We followed your American example of naming our storms. I think we're around the alphabet a couple of times. But the idea, the problem is that some of those trees actually get blown over, you know. I think there's one for sale on eBay. This winter.
Now, you were so close. Did you get starstruck at all? I mean, is there somebody that you met that was, he's just a nice guy. Peter Dinklage is a nice guy. I mean, a lot of the people on that set had to be nice.
They're all great. I was pretty close up and personal with Nikolai Coster-Waldau, right? Really cool guy. Jamie Lannister, some other folks.
Yes, Jamie Lannister.
And Cersei and Qyburn and the little spies were involved in a scene that I was working on. So Jamie actually acted towards me. And I can tell you, folks, that guy can act, you know, because I just had to give him a dirty look as the mountain, but the camera's on him, I'm not in shot, but he sort of flinches away. I've even got goosebumps now, you know, because I really got him. He's incredible.
And he's, of course, one of the very popular actors, handsome, wonderful, and he had the fake arm thing had to be kind of interesting, right?
That's right, yeah. No, it was kind of interesting, because when the cameras weren't rolling, we were in Qyburn's lab, and he was actually just sort of looking at some of the things on these weird trinkets and gadgets on the shelves, and I sort of asked him a question, you know, like, what is that, you know? But he, of course, is in character, so I suddenly realized realize, oh no, I shouldn't be talking to him. I might have broken the Game of Thrones. Oh no, you know.
I've broken the Game of Thrones. So how do you, I think you do have knowledge, but how do you hope it ends?
Oh, goodness.
Come on. Would the women win?
A happy ending?
Yes, come on. Then no, there's got to be one kingdom. What kingdom is it?
There's going to be a huge, huge fight, and it's up for anybody. It is up for anybody.
It's up for anyone. Yeah. So last question, where will you watch Game of Thrones?
I will be watching it with some friends, and we've got like a big screen, and we'll be watching Sky Atlantic every night that it's on. And we're watching it all at the minute. Like many of you, I'm sure, out there, you're all like binge watching to try and catch up before it starts again. And it's been 2 years, for goodness sake, you know. Get on with it, you know. April 14.
It's ridiculous. I've lost 10 pounds, gained them, and lost them again. I mean, it's ridiculous. I agree. Flip, it was wonderful meeting you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Giant Tours, and what's your website?
GiantToursIreland.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So Giant Tours Ireland, and he is very popular because I walked across the Peace Bridge with him in Derry, and there were people that came up to him, wanted photographs, that kind of thing. So he was definitely recognized, and probably because conversations he's had with other people for what he was able to do with Game of Thrones. And so he takes those private tours, and people experience what it's like to go to those spots, as he was talking about some iconic areas. And they're beautiful areas in Ireland anyway, but because of the fact of the popularity of this HBO television series, it's just become that much bigger. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's George R.R. Martin's best-selling book series is A Song of Ice and Fire, and it was brought to the screen, and they really sunk their teeth into it, if you will, to try to storytell this medieval fantasy epic plot. And it's the depiction of two powerful families, knights and renegades and honest men and liars and thieves and kings and queens. And it first debuted, the first episode ever was April 17th, 2011, and now the final episode will be May 19th, 2019. So wildly popular, it caught fire. And I wasn't one of those that was initially interested in it, but then I started to watch it, and because I like history, and I think it was that whole medieval twist, I got pulled into it and watched it, and I went back and watched seasons and caught up and all that stuff, and really became a fan of it. I think it's just but it has that element of history that's enough for me, and the character that he mentioned, Tyrion, is probably one of my favorites too. And I mentioned the popular actor Peter Dinklage plays him in Game of Thrones, and I think he just does such an excellent job. But it's these kingdoms all at war, and who ultimately ends up ruling, if you will. What's that going to look like? There's a big reunion at Winterfell, and that's one of the main places, gathering spots, and it's interesting. It reminds me a lot of Who Shot JR? And I was just a kid when that happened, the whole Dallas phenomenon, but I remember it well. And there, you didn't have HBO and the cable networks the way you do in the zillion stations that you have. Then, remember, you were a captive audience, and it was just so many people that watched the final episodes, and getting into the JR, Who Shot JR, that was a popular episode, and it was a popular series. Game of Thrones, I would say in a different way, is the equivalent of that. I guess that's the best way to put it. Coming up, you. It's about the mailbag. And boy, I've gotten a lot of interesting emails, perhaps because I was on the road and was bringing you slices of Ireland. But I'm going to let you do the storytelling through the email. The emails that you've sent me. And a big reminder, you can always shoot me your thoughts by going to katedelaneyradio.com. We're headed there next. I promise it's not a black hole. It's pretty saucy right now. Stay with us.
time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
You know, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
What
carriers?
All right, we're turning to the mailbag, absolutely. And what will we find in the mailbag? Well, some interesting stories that we haven't even touched on very much that you jumped all over. You know, the whole Desperate Housewives thing is something that captivated this audience, I think because of the cheating and the whole idea of people with means just slopping at the money and not really caring whether their daughters were on a road team or not, etc. And so Felicity Huffman is the actress who has some celebrity, and she's certainly as Desperate Housewife. That was a popular show, but she was in a slew of television shows, other shows as well. But prosecutors apparently want some prison time for Felicity Huffman, and oh my gosh, it was like a feeding frenzy. She was like the koi in the koi pond, where it was a crowded day at the zoo. There were so many people on hand to see her, take pictures of her, etc., as she was in a courthouse. And what happened with that is she pled guilty in the college admissions scandal. So 13 wealthy parents, including her and one coach, are pleading guilty to using bribery and other forms of fraud, part of that whole scandal. And this happened in Boston on Monday. So she said she pled guilty to paying $15,000 to a fake charity associated with Rick Singer to facilitate cheating for her daughter on the SATs. She faces up to 20 years in prison. In exchange for her plea, prosecutors will recommend incarceration at the low end of the sentencing range, a $20,000 fine, and 12 months of supervised release. And they won't bring further charges. But a federal judge does have the final say on the outcome for Huffman and the other defendants. She said in a statement, I am in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I've done. I accept full responsibility for my actions, will accept the consequences that stem from those actions. And she said, I'm ashamed of the pain I've caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues, the educational community. I want to apologize to them, and especially I want to apologize to the students who work hard every day to get into college, and to their parents who make tremendous sacrifices to support their children and do so honestly. So here was the reaction. This one was from Mac, and he says, oh, time for the smackdown for the desperate housebrow. She is going to do jail time. I can't imagine this federal judge is going to let her go scot-free. What do you think, Kate Delaney? Well, they're recommending, again, because she pled guilty, that she would get that supervised release and that they wouldn't bring further charges. I don't know. If he wants to be tough and make an example of her in that situation, maybe she does get a little jail time, which would be wild if that happened. But I think he goes with the recommended time. So, crazy. Somebody else also threw in on that, and this one was from Heather, and Heather said, oh, Kate, forever and a day, we know people have been bribing and brown-nosing and doing whatever they can to get their brats into schools because they happen to have money and the means to do it. It's sad for all those that don't have that scenario but yet do struggle to find extra jobs and squeeze out money and do whatever they can to help their kids. It's such a slap in the face. I hope they make a definite example of Felicity Huffman, and her apology is a day late and a dollar short. And the same thing for that other bimbo, Lori Loughlin. Yeah, we don't even know where that one's going, except for that she paid a heck of a lot more money. And she's in the soup, too, and we'll see what happens with her. The bribes in the amounts that she paid was $500,000 to have the two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, easing the acceptance to get into the school. And, of course, that did happen for them. In either one of these cases, they could do jail. I mean, if it was just a regular, see, here's the problem with this whole thing. If it was me, who knows what I would get? If it was you, who knows what you would get? But in the case of fame, does fame trump it? And we've seen that's happened before. You have the right lawyer, you're famous, they know how to kind of spin the scenario. In the case of Felicity Huffman, especially with her mea culpa and what she said, I think that they're definitely angling for, let's just get out of this thing. I mean, you just plead guilty, let's get out of this, they got you cold, make the big apology and move on. And I'm sure she's probably distraught and contrite for everything that happened, because that the avalanche, she's used to people really asking snowball questions, softball questions about movies, etc., and being adored and having fans and making, a lot of money for breaking through that wall, unsuccessful series. The same thing with the other actress. The other people may be well known in their particular field, but they don't have that extra bump of fame. Their names are out there. It's still not the same. So yes, the people in their inner circle, etc., would see that, but it's still not the same of that extra famous, you know, the fame attached to them makes it that much bigger. And as a result of this, and some of you have sent me emails about this, I got this one from Bobby a couple of weeks ago where he said, and I saved it, where he said, Kate, don't you think what should happen here is these schools need to take a little egg on their face and they need to have tougher admission policies as far as going over their applications and really knowing who these students are? Well, yes, and I think it'll be tougher now for some people getting in. So USC, Georgetown, other schools are saying that they're reviewing the admissions of students accused of participating. Number one, Yale and Stanford have each expelled students associated with a scam, and almost all those schools have said that they're really reviewing the people who work for them and the policies, etc., so that this doesn't happen again and they don't get caught up in the middle of it. All right, here's another one from Ali, and it had nothing to do with any of that college scam thing. Instead, it had to do with the Department of Homeland Security. And the email goes like this. Good for Donald Trump. If he needs clean house, clean house. Because it's embarrassing now what's starting to happen at the border. And he definitely said when he was running he would close the border leaks. So that has to happen. I agree with Donald Trump. And that secretary needed to go. So, yeah, Kristen Nielsen was forced to step aside following a meeting with the president. And, you know, that was it. They're getting rid of them pretty much one at a time or collectively or whatever. But a massive changing of the guard, if you will. And because it's not looking good, I think this is the thing. If the president is pushing for the walls, pushing for tighter security, and the people around him aren't implementing that, no matter what they do, then of course they would be out. And now we have this re-racking of the people who are serving, and I'm not stunned by it. Just that I knew she would eventually go, but just by the amount of people, it shows you that this is it. This is the biz, and you're either finding your way on this team or you're finding your way off this team. And then quickly, one more. This one from Sam I Am, who says, woohoo, Virginia, sweet, that game was worth it. Beating Texas Tech, they looked thrilled beyond belief. I feel kind of sorry for Tech because they played a good, good game. Yeah, but everybody remembers the winner, not the person or team that came in second place. On that note, we're bailing out of here. Thanks so much for listening to this version, this hour of my show. Remember, you can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everyone.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.